We just got to keep working at it.
Finally, before the season started, you said to us plenty of times, this defense can be as good as it wants to be. Did we see just about as good as the defense wants to be tonight?
Hey, we just got to keep working, man. We got to keep working. You know, all hands on deck. That's what's going to make this whole thing ride, so...
Can you describe what your group gets like when things don't go right, when he like throws a pick or something, and you guys seem to like you can't wait to get back on the field, like it doesn't even matter. How would you describe the way you guys approach that?
I mean, we got a lot of faith in everybody on this team. So, I mean, a football game is always going to be up and down. And the biggest thing we stress is having patience, and then when you get out there, do what you got to do your job.
I know you always feel like it had confidence to. In guys like Aquara, but when he comes in a big spot and makes an impact, do you learn something about him that you didn't know, or, you know, performance like tonight?
Man, all year, you know, he's been able to go into the games and play effectively, you know, and this game was a big game. You know, it was a big game for all of us. And for him to step up and do what he had to do. You know, it just shows the type of young guys we have. And, you know, he was the next man in. He stepped up, did what he had to do.
The defense feel like it had to step up even more, not having JPP today. Were you guys more inspired?
Man, we just had to be all ready, man. We knew one of our brothers was down. And, you know, we all wanted him to be out there with us. But, you know, we had him right there with us on the sideline. He was supporting us all the way through this week as well. So, you know, we try to do this one for him.
So much talk about their two rookies. What does it say about you guys that you guys have really been the only two that have had success against those two? Your team has been the team that's had success against those two.
Man, you know, not taking any credit away from them, man. You know, they're still... You know, they're still 11-2. They're still 11-2. They're still a very good football team. You know, all we just have to do is just play off football next week and keep it moving.
Is there any message that's sent when you guys are the only team to beat them twice?
I don't even worry about all that, man. I just play football, man.
What was the JPP video came on last night in the meeting?
Man, you know, we all know how bad he wanted to be out there, you know, especially for this game. And his passion for the game. So, you know, we just had to do that for him. We had to be out there. Everybody had to step their game up, basically.
OBJ was just talking about how the offense feels like kind of letting the defense down a little bit. But isn't that a good problem to have when you're 9-4? It's easier to figure that out when you're 9-4 and knowing that the offense still has yet to really find its stride here as of late.
I mean, as long as they just put points on the board, that's all we can ask for. So that's it.
Did you know that all the teams that you probably were hoping would lose today won?
I did not know that. Did not know that at all. We just worry about Giants football over here.
McAdoo talked about this was the best week in preparation since he's been here. What was it like in practice as we leading up to this game?
Just everybody just reading the keys, doing what they had to do, doing their job. You know, that's the biggest thing, especially for, you know, stepping up for the young guys. They knew a big role they had to fulfill, and they did that. So, since Tuesday, you know, just preparation, and it worked out for us today.